getting into the sixth track of The Weeknd's Hurry Up Tomorrow album titled Baptized in Fear. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. Being a sports fan, the Toronto Raptors and LeBron's reign, let me just tell you, that's the epitome of baptized in fear. Now, if you don't follow the NBA, that analogy is going to go way over your head. But if you do follow the NBA, that's basically what I attribute this track towards. Because if you don't know, this track, of course, produced by Mike Dean, was also had a list of producers as far as a team as they had at Justice. They have 10 Tricks Point Never. They had obviously Mike Dean and then Erdem Özler. I don't even know if I pronounced that right. Hopefully I did. But anyways, when it comes to this specific track, I think the biggest thing that made this such a phenomenal listen, not only from a great vocal performance from The Weeknd, but also just the transitions in this entire body of work. I mean, the transition from Baptized in Fear to Open Hearts, I think honestly, the attention to detail between the transitions and then the overall effort and the vocal performances in every single verse just makes this one of the better projects that I've heard from a first listen. Let me just put it like that, because I've only listened to this twice. I say only. Like, this came out today. I've listened to this twice, and it's an hour and 24 minutes worth of content, right? So when we're getting into it, obviously, I'm a huge Weeknd fan as I'm listening to an hour and a half, basically, project twice. So when it comes to that, I just think the transition is one of the more phenomenal standouts of this track, but also with the team of producers, he's also showcasing how he's taking it to the extra length to make sure he's bringing all of the best producers, all of the best like music makers in the studio to create a great body of work to give to his fans. It's something that I'm not going to call out any names, right? It's something that a lot of artists are accused of doing the opposite of, just half, you know, wedding music and putting it out to their fans instead of using their resources to get the most talented musicians in the world in one studio and cook up, right? So with that being said, I'm not going to say names, but, you know, the effort from The Weeknd is plain as day on the cover art, looking like a movie. I forget what you call it. Looking like, what do you call the covers for a movie? Movie cover? So basically, the cover art looking like a movie cover. The vinyls as put out along with the album. The transitions from track to track, from Mike Dean to Metro Boomin to a lot of other people on this album. This specific track having all type of producers on it, such as Justice, 10 Tricks, Point Never, Erdem Özler. I think people realize that the effort put forth in this album is immense, and that's why it's being highly respected. So with that being said, click my link to my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias, what do you think about The Weeknd's track Baptized in Fear? And also, if you haven't listened to the album Hurry Up Tomorrow by The Weeknd yet, definitely check it out. And when you listen to it, let me know, what is your favorite track currently?
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com. Save big.